Yesterday I began a discussion on hell because some questions about hell have come my way, and I'll pick up that discussion today. Sometimes in the fundamentalist mindset, we can get this idea that everybody's a nice person, and some nice people manage to pray this prayer to get into heaven before they die, but others who are equally nice people miss that opportunity, and then they end up in hell. And very often, regrettably, the difference between heaven and hell, sometimes in fundamentalist speech, if not actually in the theology itself, is more like a crapshoot than like anything else. But that is not how the Bible depicts the condemned who end up in hell. Hell is a place where there is external torment, but the real hellishness of hell is the naked, unbridled envy and self-centeredness of all its inhabitants. The thing you never see the rich man do in hell is repent of what he is. He just keeps ordering Lazarus around, or trying to. Would the rich man actually take heaven if he were to realize what heaven entails? I do not doubt that the damned, if they could, would stand at the outer gates of heaven and congratulate themselves for having escaped hell, eager to rush into heaven and plunder all of heaven's treasures. But they would have an unpleasant surprise waiting for them. Let them get through the gates, and they would see that heaven is all about Jesus Christ. And they would insist upon pulling that place to pieces, because for a damned soul, heaven must always be about himself. In the end, there is no place fit for the damned but hell. And we deserve hell too, but the grace of God has made a way for our condemned hearts to be regenerated. The concept of nature, of the nature of hell and the nature of the condemned, is something that I still want to talk about, but I won't be able to talk about that today. So Lord willing, sometime next week, we'll pick up this discussion and continue with a discussion of like natures or compatible natures, the nature of the condemned and the nature of hell.